Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. Visit nerdyshow.com/support to learn about our Patreon, shop through our Amazon links, or give a one-time donation. And if you'd like to open your own Ghostbusters role-playing franchise, head to gbrpg.com.
I know Poole just summarized for everyone here, but go, you guys can explain in your own words what happened in last episode and where are you now?
We got into a shootout.
I tried to chase a helicopter. I failed.
No, you actually did really good at chasing the helicopter.
Well, I didn't catch it. Still a failure.
It's a flying vehicle, and you're in a car on the ground.
Briggs had a very good conversation with his girlfriend on the phone.
And when we ended the episode, you had called the firehouse to update me and anyone else there on what was happening. And you told me to be on the lookout, and I said that there was a strange vehicle parked down the street.
Yep.
I couldn't tell what it was because it was dark. Alan Friedman said that he had a weapon in his car. If you thought he should get it, you said actually give him the proton pistol instead and give me the proton pack. Mm-hmm. And shut off the lights. We're on complete full lockdown, quiet. We're in silent running as it is, and we're just waiting for your arrival. And you were leaving the police station, heading back towards the firehouse with full sirens blaring, and... You actually called Mr. Book and asked for him to give as much information on Samhain as he could find, and he said he would get back to you as soon as he heard anything. I mean, because again, reminder, this is Halloween night. There are people out and about. Not everybody knows that you know, there's this awful stuff happening. So you're, you know, hauling ass to get back to the firehouse because there's something strange happened at the firehouse, and you're avoiding all the, you know, people on the street, avoiding children, you know, you don't even come close. It's everything went smoothly. It couldn't have gone better. You pull up to the firehouse. Now, as you're pulling up, you can see that the truck in question is parked down the street, and it's still really dark. It's like where there's no street lights.
Right.
But you are up at the firehouse at this point, and the lights are off.
I say, well, can you believe how many Deadpools we just saw walking around? Like, God, this is like MegaCon.
Dude, in the movie...
Use your god eyes.
What's the, how does the firehouse look from
don't
the
outside? Don't we have a spotlight on the car we can shine on?
Yeah.
I would imagine you do. Yeah.
Let's blind the other vehicle.
Okay. I'll tell you, the firehouse looks dark and completely shut down. It looks like there's no one in there. But you know that that's what you told me to do. And so we have all the children and the adults who are there chaperoning, you could say, and Alan and myself and Tobin, it's all on lockdown and it's all quiet. And to only open it for you guys. So that's how that looks. And if you want to shine the light down there, if you shine the light down, it looks like that this is just a plumbing truck. It doesn't look like the SWAT van that escaped.
Still, it's suspicious nonetheless, so.
Well, I mean, there's other cars on the street, but
nobody breaks a shitter on Halloween.
Exactly. Like, that just doesn't happen.
But you told me to keep an eye out for a truck that looked like that, and I said that there I saw one. It was at the end of the street, and I couldn't tell. But from what you're saying, if you shine the light on, it does look like a plumbing truck.
Okay.
Yeah, the Ectogals have night vision, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Want to just have a look down at that van, see if
there's... Go ahead, man.
Anything funky about it?
28.
It looks completely like normal, like a plumbing van. That's because there are houses nearby, so it doesn't look like there's anyone in it, and it looks like a legit plumbing van.
Should we send a couple people in, like maybe two of us inside to make sure there's nothing going on?
Yeah, I'll go in.
Couldn't we all just go in? Is there a reason why we wouldn't?
Who wants to stay outside?
I'll stay outside.
I'll hang outside.
I'll go inside.
I'll go in.
I'll go in.
Okay,
cool.
The three of you, LaForge, Nina, and Poole head inside. It still is really quiet, but I'm at the front door. Like, I'm at the door and I let you in.
Right.
And I just said, okay, any news? We're still fine here. Kids are a little worried, but...
Like, things get a little hot and heavy in the city. it's not summer, but... Hot town. So I think
I say what? like you're freaking everyone out, man.
Die Hard with a Vengeance opening. Basically,
I know what you're talking about, but why? Why are we in the dark?
I got caught in my own sentence. Is the problem? Right? I got looped around. So what's going on is that there are some rogue police officers with a helicopter and guns who attacked the police station. While we were there, and things are going very, very wrong in Orlando right now.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, we've still been getting calls. I turned the ringer down so there'd be no noise or anything so we could hear if anyone's approaching. We're still getting a lot of phone calls. I'd say we have about 20 children and maybe, you know, 6 adults. They're keeping cool, okay, but...
Right, we need to notify the parents.
I've already called them, told them there's something serious happening, but that they're safe, and I kind of told them that it was... not a drill, but that it wasn't as bad as it actually is. So should I have parents come pick them up? Like,
is there a way that we can safely bring them home?
Again,
I don't think
in RV cars?
Again, this is why Josh wanted a school bus.
No, I think we are kind of a target, and I don't want to. I don't want the kids to travel with us. But if we can find a way to get them home and get them to safety, that would be preferable.
We could cram them in the van.
Do we have any
20 children?
And we're a target. That's what I'm talking about. It says Ghostbusters on the side of our van.
We don't have any cars that look inconspicuous.
The parents might. We might be able to start getting the kids home.
Okay. We can try planning out something to get like a carpool going. To get these kids out of here, so as long as you think it's safe for us to go outside, we can start keeping this low key.
The further the kids are from us, probably the better.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
Because one of us is probably going to die.
A very specific one of us.
Yes, Mike. But anyway, moving on.
I'm glad Vivian didn't hear that.
Yeah.
It's me.
So, Alan is, because Alan's here, he was here with me and he heard all that. He was part of the conversation. He's going to go over and he's going to start talking to the parents and telling them what the plan is and see if we can get the kids out of here. And in fact, Alan probably says he'll escort a parent to their car with the proton pistol sort of, you know, safely, you know, tucked away. They can get in, drive up to the back of the firehouse. We load up kids, they leave through the front of the firehouse. So it's just...
Let's do it.
So they're going to start that. Now, Poole said you wanted to check on Ralph?
Yeah. Last we heard, he was kind of sad, but... I don't know if the circles he traveled in, he would know anything about Samhain either, so I figure I'll...
I want to talk to Ralph.
Want to talk to Ralph? Yeah, because he is German.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I think he'd be like, yeah, because he's a vampire, so you need two of you.
Well, either way, it's actually safer to have two people up there just in case.
You go in there, the lights are out, and he's just sitting in a chair in the back, kind of staring out the window. The window's a little higher up, so it's not like at... eye level, so he's just like looking out at the light, the starlight, moonlight outside, and is very depressed looking. He's just keeping to himself.
So I say, hey man, things have gotten kind of weird today around.
Sorry, hey man,
hey man,
buddy, say, old pal.
Things are getting pretty weird around Orlando. So do you know anything about? I guess I'll just say Samhain. I mean. He's going to kill himself or I'm going to kill him in the next 2 days. I don't really care if I tell him things.
He said...
Through Nina, if I need to...
Well, yeah.
Translate. That'll make it clear. Yeah. So he says, no, that name sounds somewhat familiar, but I have no idea what you're talking about, though.
Probably as familiar as it would sound to anybody who grew up in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ask him if he's familiar with any other types of... This is a sensitive subject, but not living people, like zombies. If he's familiar with anything besides his
any other supernatural stuff.
Abnormality.
Yeah. He says no. I didn't even really believe in ghosts or anything like that until I started to see that crazy stuff myself. But I know nothing that I'm aware of. I know that when those guys were torturing me, they kept...
This guy just bums me out.
No, I know! you guys keep asking them questions. Oh, he says, you know, when they were torturing me, they kept asking me questions about that place in England, I think, and clearly something was up. They thought I knew more. I didn't know anything.
That's all I got.
Yeah, really. Then. I don't think we're getting anywhere.
He says, any news on...
I say, yeah, we've got our best men on it. We'll be helping you out really soon.
Yeah.
Things are looking good.
Yeah. No, great,
fantastic. Okay. He'll be waiting.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Oh, God, no, please.
So you also wanted to know what kind of calls were coming in?
Yeah. So well, just we can see if we get some leads.
Yeah, really a whole bunch of stuff that sounds low level, if it was even actually happening at all. Mm-hmm. I got some calls in Winter Park. They said there's like a disturbance with some of the woods there. Like the woods are acting strange. Like they're kind of, there's a growth happening. There's only like two or three homes that did that. That was a while back. But dude, calls are coming nonstop. I mean, it's kind of mayhem, but I was focused mostly on saving the kids and stuff. So I've been ignoring the phones for like the past hour.
The woods thing doesn't sound like something... somebody would mistakenly see on Halloween.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, like somebody unless, in a costume.
Unless someone's cutting through the woods. I don't know. I mean, but then again, I haven't been able to even answer all of these. These are like messages that are being left that I'm checking only.
There's a lot of yard work going on at night.
Yeah. Now, Josh, I'd say that your phone, because you called Mr. Book.
Yes.
I'll say your phone rings and it's the number that you called Mr. Book at.
I ignore it.
Okay.
No. I pick it up.
He says,
hey, Josh, I found some stuff. It's not too good. I'd prefer just to bring it to you in person. Where can I meet you?
Meet me at the fire. How quickly can you be here?
Where, at the firehouse?
Yeah.
I can be there in 20 minutes or less.
Can you come alone?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I'm not you. I don't make your decisions for you.
Okay, no, yeah, I'll be there. I'll try to be there in 20 minutes.
Okay, cool.
And I'll say after that, you'll get another phone call from Sergeant Whitewood.
Yeah, I'm popular. This is great.
You're the one who called people on your phone.
Yeah, all right. Hey, what's up, buddy? Friend of mine?
Sergeant Whitewood says,
hey, we've been getting a lot of calls about a disturbance happening with, like, the woods are overgrowing people's houses. This is over by the Mead Botanical Gardens. Apparently, it's overgrowing people's homes. They're having to run out of their homes and into the streets, and it's taken up 4 or 5 blocks, probably.
Holy
we
crap.
Have, yeah, it's growing out of control. This sounds like only something that could be supernatural. This doesn't make any sense. There may be people stuck out there. I don't know for sure, and we're getting conflicting reports of what sounds like people in the woods out there.
Mm-hmm.
But no one is reported missing as of yet. Either way, it's continuing to grow in size. I figured you guys would be the first people to call, at least to get a pair of eyes on it.
See, we got
to
be there ASAP.
We need an Ecto Fire flamethrower. That's the only way you could fight
burn
the
down
woods.
Everyone's house.
Yep.
We need some gardening shears or something.
Yeah.
Clipping ones.
I mean, we've got Mr. Book heading here.
See, you guys should head off without me.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we'll
is
leave.
Josh staying or is
I'll
Josh...
I'll stay. I want to wait for Mr. Book personally.
Okay. What vehicle are you taking?
I'll just take the Ecto one.
I'm going to take the motorcycle. I was thinking that would have been really useful in a chase scene earlier.
Could be very useful.
I would like to take Tobin along.
Yeah,
we'll take Tobin.
Yeah, we should take Tobin.
And take it. So, okay. So Josh is staying behind the firehouse to meet with Mr. Book, and the rest of you are heading to the Mead Botanical Gardens.
I need Betsy.
You know, weaving through traffic. This is the best you've been driving, like, all night. This is the so you're only getting better at this.
God, I just wish we could use this against, like, a god.
Just put a giant trap on the front grill. just drive into it.
Oh. Ooh.
All right, so you approach where you know the Mead Botanical Gardens would be, but even before you can get, like, on your GPS where it would say, like, okay, you've arrived, this is, like, a few blocks away, and it just looks like swamp has just overtaken even just the middle of the street, like even over traffic lights and over different houses and people. There are some police cars like blocking the intersection that would prevent people from driving into a swamp, but they're waving people away, like people who are leaving in minivans and, you know, in these smaller cars, and they're just waving them away, and they're passing you in the opposite direction, and when they see the Ghostbusters arrive, they flag you guys down and they just say, hey, Ghostbusters, we don't really know the best place to get in from here other than if you just want to start hacking your way in through the swamp, but if you want to try to drive on, I see you got this vehicle that looks like it could handle it. Just turn right at this intersection. But it's right in. It just gets more and more swamp landish as you head in that direction.
We need an ecto machete.
We need an ecto airboat. Hmm.
Ecto airboat.
I mean, it is solid ground. It's not. It's not like water's overtaken this part, at least as far as you can see.
It's just like overgrowth of like vines and plants.
Yeah, and like even the grass and moss kind of thing, and like the Spanish moss hanging down from these places. And you guys can see that the growth is, you can with your own eyes, you can see it is slowly still growing and encroaching. It's like, it is not, it's not stopped. It's going to continue to go.
Talk
and
about like, an invasive species.
Yeah, and it's like vines are sort of wrapping around slowly, you know, really slowly, but you can see it happen.
Has anyone noticed like a large, hairy monster just, like, standing there, like, raising its arms to the sky as the plants are growing around him?
No. Is that a Totoro reference?
Yeah.
No.
Aww.
I was gonna say, has anyone been playing any really weird old wooden board games?
Has anyone noticed Hashirama Senju?
There you go.
Is Batman in the area? So yeah, you're gonna drive out and just straight into the swamp and just see if you can find your way to the entrance to the botanical gardens.
I'd feel safer than walking on living vine.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess that's fine. I guess.
Yeah, just give me a drive.
Like, how intense are these vines on the ground? I mean, like my motorcycle is designed for.
Yeah.
Not.
Well, you would feel confident that you could drive over this. Okay. It's not. It doesn't look that bad.
All right, my lowest roll is drive so far. 24 and a ghost.
You're driving along, the road's going to get a little tough. You're going to hear the engine straining a bit, you're worried not to push it too hard. It might be just because you've been pushing this engine pretty hard all night. All
right. I'm going to be more careful.
But yeah, that's all. It has nothing really bad. Just you're going to have to be careful from here on out.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and lift my visor up and put my ecto goggles down over my eyes so I can see, is this psychokinetic? I mean, obviously, there's something
give me a
making
brains.
Them grow. But oh, man, I'm dumb as hell.
And in the meantime... In the meantime, I'm going to address Josh over back at the firehouse as you guys are working your way into the botanical gardens. Mr. Book does show up, and he's cradling, like, you know, a couple bundles of stuff, and he comes in with, like, several books, and he says, okay, this is difficult to explain, really, so I'm just going to hand over what I found. This is the most coherent thing that I could see that wasn't referring to Samhain as a holiday, and I don't know how accurate it is. This was all new to me. I was going to hand you a small book with many pages that have already been torn out, and this thing is old. You think it might be from, like, the 1920s or late 1800s. You're not
very
entirely
yellowed
sure.
Very paper, yeah.
You don't have to read this out loud. This is something that you can read now to yourself, and then when I come back to you, we can talk about it then.
9. Just to see if I'm getting any reading through my goggles with
this
plant growth.
Well, because it's also night vision. You're not picking up anything that really looks... ectoplasmic. This doesn't really look like there's anything supernatural just yet. I mean, it seems to get a thicker concentration. Again, kind of hazy-like, deep into these woods, but it's hard to see because the woods actually, the normal woods seem to get so thick in front of you. It's hard to really pierce that and really see that deep.
I'm going to use my Bluetooth, which I imagine is in my helmet, and say to the car and ask Nina to do a sweep with the PKE. Mm-hmm. See if we can get like a direction where it's stronger.
31.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
31 without a talent.
You feel pretty confident of the direction to go into.
Good.
That there is a focal point to this. Like, if you were to sweep more or less in front of the Ecto-1, it's strongest there, but as you pull away, it's permeating, like, all throughout this area, but except for behind you, because that leads back to civilization.
Okay.
Cool.
So do I have to... turn direction and where it's permeating from.
Mm-hmm. Give me a drive roll to see if this is a stopping point for you or if you can still make it through this. Because it's getting a little narrow. It's not closed off entirely, but it's pretty bad.
31.
Yeah, you get to the point where the branches are scraping along the side of it and you can hear it twanging on top of the electronics that are installed on the top of the Ecto-1. So you're making it pretty far, and you got the headlights on, you got like those high beams on, and you got the searchlight that's on the
bar
side
lights.
Going. Yeah.
I imagine we have bar lights.
I'm
installed.
Sure you do. Yeah, yeah. And I'd say you've gone to a point where you would definitely feel like you were inside the botanical gardens at this point. This is no longer on the street. This is definitely inside, and it has opened up a little bit. So you've gone through like this thick outer layer, and you're now inside what you would kind of recognize as a park.
Okay.
There's a little bit of paved ways here, but there, again, vines are sort of everywhere, but you're recognizing sort of picnic table, you're recognizing a kind of park bench, recognizing like the bathroom area, and you can see there's water, there's some running water, like a stream.
If we look up, is the canopy like super thick? Like, can we see the sky, or is it just like
when you were,
trees above
us? When you were driving in, you basically couldn't see. It's gonna be thinner here because, yeah, there was always trees here, but they weren't ever so closely lumped together where the canopy was very thick. There is a thicker canopy above you now. It's like trees that just sprung up over the past 20 minutes that look like they've been here 100 years. The canopy isn't so thick that you can't see the sky, but it is way more than normal, and it appears to get thicker, again, in that direction where Nina's PKE was pointing. It sort of leads down this winding path that looks very dilapidated, sort of like it used to be a wooden boardwalk, but it's completely overgrown, collapsed into some of the mud and collapsed into some of the stream. The wind is blowing through these trees, and you're maybe hearing movement or you may be hearing voices.
Mm. Well, I think we should probably park the car and
proceed
on
foot. Because at this point, we're kind of a target in here. We don't have... Well, God, we got to upgrade the thing with automated weapons like they have over in Europe. But anyway, yeah, we should go on foot. I'm taking Betsy.
Okay. Josh, you want to hand that to me real quick? I'm going to bounce back to Josh in the firehouse because there's another thing I want to give him. So yeah, back at the firehouse, LaForge is almost done reading the paperwork here, and Mr. Book is like, okay, so do you have any questions? I mean, like, I've read other sources of information where I can give you my theories, but this was the oldest and biggest piece of collected information I could find. Everything else was more of a rumor and like an obscure reference.
So what you gave me is a book of yellowed pages explaining that Samhain has been referenced as a malevolent deity. throughout the years. The last time he appeared was in 1412, or at least the last time sightings of him appeared. But every time with seven Druiden that he had under his command, and they're always described as large and malevolent. And the pentagram is a symbol of the Druids, but they're not sure if it warded off lesser demons because they were afraid of larger power, or if it was a good ward against any kind of demons. Also, it's almost like a Passover myth, where people would stay at home and then leave sacrifices out on their doorsteps and of animals and stuff like that for Samhain as he goes by, and he would go away. This is only going to happen for 24 hours, and nobody knows what happens at the end or if it just stops. Also, I have a picture of Samhain here that looks like it's from a wood cutting of him with two worshippers in front of him and holding another man up by his face. And he's completely clad in what looks like chitin or samurai armor, and his face is hidden behind some kind of skull mask, if that is not his face alone. Based on all that, I have some questions for you.
Oh, okay. I'll do my best. I will say the art in question does jive with what you saw.
Yeah, okay.
So this does feel like this is the clearer picture of something that you've already seen, and it is sobering.
I know we're not there, but can you pass that around so we can look at it?
Yeah. You'll see it eventually.
Yeah. That is just terrifying.
Yep.
In your studies, it says a sighting of Samhain and his Druiden have not been spotted since 1412.
Yeah.
What happened in 1412?
As far as I can remember, that was the last great bout of the Black Plague through England.
Interesting. Okay.
It happened over a course of maybe 60 years, but that was considered the tail end of the really bad big breakout.
Now, it says it's very specific about there being seven Druiden, and that this can only happen over the course of 24 hours.
Yeah.
What did the Druiden manifest as? Do you have any examples?
I mean, some said animals. Some were like human-like. From the accounts, you got to remember, this is transcribed from ancient different languages and retold, like it says, through an oral tradition. So some people say that they would look like people, but that you wouldn't confuse them for humans. Sort of, okay. I would say humanoid, probably. Large animals mimicking other forms of life.
Okay.
Maybe trees, maybe insects, worms. Basically, I've heard of everything other than fish. So, right.
I mean, a giant slore could potentially be what we're dealing with here.
I don't know what a slore looks like, sure, why not?
Okay, well, we've definitely got a situation on our hands. Has anything been done in the past to ward off Samhain other than drawing the pentagram? It doesn't even say that's effective or...
I'm not even certain that a pentagram would ward him off as much as it's just a symbol of the Druiden.
Right.
Warding him off, man, there's almost nothing. I mean, there's the theory that because he only really arrives during this 24-hour time period, well, in fact, it's probably more of like a 8 to 12-hour time period, you know, it's only at night. So the theory is that maybe sunlight or fire has something to do with it. I know that when people were celebrating the Feast of Samhain, if they were afraid of demonic spirits, they would light fires to keep the evil spirits away. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that affects Samhain, but...
Do you think it's fire itself, or is it light?
My interpretation is maybe it's just the light, and if the fire, I mean, you know, fire only gives off so much light, so for weaker spirits, it definitely would keep those away, if that's the case. But for Samhain, for something that powerful, I can't imagine fire would do something. But there is no real evidence of an account of him in daylight, at least not that I had found. And granted, this is from a book that has many pages torn out of it. It looks like someone didn't want me to find this. I went into the Cult of Veritas archives. I found the drawing there. I found these pages here. I got a couple other books here that are completely unrelated to Samhain, but they'll like make mention of a secret cult or something else that sounds like it might be it. But here's the thing, right? None of this was digitized. Whenever something comes into a Cult of Veritas, I usually digitize as the first thing to preserve it. I'd never seen these before. They were hidden in the physical library, and I don't know why they never crossed my path before this.
Well, there's probably a very good reason for that. How would you like to get your hands dirty?
I'm not down for hurting anyone. What do you mean by dirty? Like what?
Well, we believe that Samhain has returned, and the Druiden are probably the next things on our list. It sounds like if they recreate manifestations of life, I may have sent the rest of the Ghostbusters out to go deal with one. I've got to go meet up with them. How would you like to see it firsthand?
I like to read about it. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we don't succeed, there's going to be nothing to read about ever again.
You're going to have to give him, you're going to have to do some convincing.
Okay.
If you want him to go, you're going to have to do some convincing.
No, I'm just offering him, like,
yeah.
You know, I don't really need
actually,
him.
Actually, well, if you want to, like, convince him through logic, okay. It depends on how you want to frame this.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, listen, this is your chance. You know, if you finally want to see what goes into those books, this is it. And guess what? If we don't succeed, you might as well have seen it happen. Because there's not going to be anything left afterwards.
Okay, he says, you know, I appreciate the offer. I think I can maybe just, like, stay outside and you can go inside and do that thing. I can't really, I'm not really good with the shooting and the running and the physical stuff. But I mean, yeah, I'll follow you. I'll guide you on the phone. I'll do something else. But I just not.
Really... It's very important you don't go back to Occulti Veritas until we get this wrapped up.
You think you so? You, like I was worried that there's someone that might be involved. Is that what you're?
It is
suggesting.
There's a huge amount of suspicion that we have right now.
Okay,
that's the case.
So I'll, if it's fine, I'll just stay here at the firehouse. That's fine with me. Like, if that's cool. I mean, I can maybe go take a nap or just like
you don't want to do that.
Okay, okay, then I'll have some punch and then wait for you guys. So
listen, if Ralph is sleeping in there, he really needs to hang out. Don't go in there. Don't bother him. If you get hungry, there's a chef. Don't freak out. He's a little eccentric.
Now, granted, I'm still there, and Alan Friedman's still there. Right. We have some parents; they're gonna be moving some kids out of there, so he's not right. Like, left his own devices entirely. So
I like that we're building a command center, though, of like resources for us.
Okay, so if you're gonna be on your way in the truck, give me a moves roll to all drive.
Right. 17.
Okay, you're doing pretty good. I mean, you can get the siren going, and you're making decent time.
Okay.
When you get to the that area, the cops are going to wave you in and be like, because it's another Ghostbusters vehicle, they're just going to be like, waving that way. So you're going to follow the same path that they did. It's going to start to get a little bumpy, so I'm gonna check in with them, and I'm going to get back with you in a second just to make sure to see if you get stuck or not. So, back to you guys in the Botanical Gardens.
Do you let us know that?
Oh, I'll let you know I'm on my way.
Cool. I kind of want
to keep an eye out for a large monster.
Do you want to?
Okay.
Okay.
You don't normally do that.
When we find one, we'll let you know.
Right. You see a large monster, you're like, I don't know what that's about.
I don't think we're here to keep moving.
We have a
totally unrelated
slime blower, right?
Yeah.
Because that's been really effective against large monsters in the past.
Yeah, I have a slime blower.
Okay. I want to test something real quick.
Here we go.
I'm going to find something that's clearly not, you know.
Is there a particularly feminine-looking tree?
No. Okay. I'm going to ask, find me just a large growth of that's clearly, like, entity thing is that's growing. Find me a large growth.
Why don't we just keep going to the focal point?
Right, no, but I want to see what happens when we shoot it with something.
I'm pretty sure we'll do that.
We'll waste...
But we need
No.
Think about it this way: we need to know if it's going to attack us or if it's going to defend itself. I think that's an important thing to know before we charge into the focal point with no understanding of what we're walking into.
Hey, Wall, find me a tree.
Hey, have a look around.
Well, like a large gathering.
Pick a direction and shoot.
Okay, fine.
All right, I see a tree and I spray it with slime to see how it responds.
Okay, it looks like that some of the thicker vines that wouldn't look natural for this kind of thing. Looks like they would sort of shrivel up and die, but they don't go away. They just sort of look—they look more like a natural vine after that. They don't really—I mean, they don't even look supernatural, except the fact that they—if you watch closely—they might be growing slightly.
Cool. I hop out of the Ecto-1. I guess since we can't drive any further, we're hoofing it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you're all at this point. Are you waiting for LaForge as well, or are you gonna just continue on and have him catch up with you wherever you are?
I guess we can wait for LaForge here.
Give me the moves roll to navigate the truck.
All right. All right, now we're talking. 11 and a ghost.
You can get within sight of the Ecto-1. You can see that it starts to open up, but the truck's going to get stuck.
All right, rather than deal with it, I'm just going to hop out.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so now you're all together. You still got Tobin, and it's up to you now. You're going to start marching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Might as well. We should probably stay hidden. and not so much March.
How? We don't even know where anybody is.
Well, I mean, we can approach.
We're in the middle of super thick woods. It's like we can't really stay hidden any more than we already are.
Like, how do we know the trees just don't have eyes on us constantly while we're walking
through this? Is Tobin reacting to any of the trees and plants?
He's very quiet.
He's peeing on everything.
He's very quiet, and he hasn't been more than 2 feet away from anybody. Mm. Like, he's not going
off. It's been a rough night for him.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
I'll just give him a treat.
Okay. I'm sure they got a treat.
We should send him to a dog spa after this is all done. Never with, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd get along with other dogs.
So anyway, yeah, he doesn't seem to be feeling very adventurous or very bold. I will say you start to hear more things on the wind that do sound like not so much voice is, but maybe a voice.
From the best of our abilities to tell, is it matching the direction we're heading?
Yes, is what it seems to be.
If I give you a brains roll, am I able to make out any words or sentences?
Yeah, give me brains.
All right. Oh, that's pretty miserable. 9.
You as dumb as me.
Yeah.
It sounds to you almost like the song of a siren, almost. Like it's kind of...
we're about to crash on Calypso's island.
It's kind of a
what kind of siren? What car siren? Or...
It's kind of like sustained vocalizations, mermaid. Kind of musical in nature, but you wouldn't think it's someone singing. It's just kind of, again, you're not really sure if it is a voice or if it is just the wind making a sound that sounds like singing or
okay, so it doesn't sound like lyrics to like a song or like a chant or anything. Like it just is
ethereal, very airy.
Okay,
kind of
like
thing.
A voice kind of like going up and down and like tones. Okay.
Like Ariel from
that's kind of what I'm imagining.
Can I do a linguistics roll, see if I can make out another language?
Yeah, you can give me linguistics to see if you hear anything that sounds like words.
Right. And of course, it's mostly ones.
I think you rolled 9 dice, Nina.
You did.
Yeah. I did.
That's your.
I have a linguistics of 9.
What?
Wow.
Jeez.
Much like my C of 9.
I have an engineering of 9.
Alrighty. So,
I have a dodge of 9.
I haven't anything 10, 9.
25, 26.
You're not detecting anything that sounds like words.
It's deep speech.
All right.
Don't joke, man.
Well,
I don't want any couture.
Deep speak would at least insinuate words of some kind.
Mind flayers.
Yeah, this is, again, it does sound kind of like maybe just vocalizations, but you're not even sure if it is a voice, if it could just be weird wind kind of sounds. You can, so with that, you're going to make your way in deeper?
Yeah.
As you start going in, everyone definitely starts to hear what might be a voice. It's not constant. It's really only every few moments, maybe a minute, a couple minutes spacing out in between.
Hey, Melon knows.
As you go a little bit further, you finally do start to hear what sounds like a normal human voice of being like, hello? Like they're hearing your step, like your footsteps. And this is sort of thick. You really can't see more than like maybe 5 feet in front of you.
Jeez, we are loud. How are we not being more quiet?
I mean, there's a lot of dried twigs on the ground. There's a lot of vines, and it's just, you know, kind of, you know,
stealth over dried leaves is a fiction of film. Yeah. Like, that doesn't exist.
I've got goggles on, so I'm going to, cool, I guess, goggles. I'll have a look.
Yeah.
I'm going to need, like, a few more dice.
Oh, shit. I left the keys in the truck. There's somebody out here. He's going to take my truck.
Something tells me that's not going to be the first thing I got.
You wouldn't steal a Ghostbusters truck?
If you're a ghost?
No.
Okay, definitely if I was a ghost. That'd be the first thing I'd steal.
What was it? Say 32?
34?
You're detecting there's some glowing up ahead, and it looks like there's an outline of a person somewhere in there, but there's a lot of trees between you and there, but you're starting to feel confident that there is a person somewhere up there, and maybe they're stuck.
Yeah, I will relay that. Looks like there's somebody trapped in some vines up ahead, probably tied to a tree or something.
I say,
sounds like a trap.
Trick or treat.
They're just like, what? What? the voice sounds confused. Like, is someone there?
No.
It was a trick.
No treats for you.
So, is it? Please, can someone just please help me, please?
I'm just like, shh, guys,
ignore him. We weren't here.
Do you have, and I yelled, do you have any treats?
Yeah, we're like, hey, hang on, we'll be right there.
Okay.
And we move there.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you get closer, the woods definitely, I mean, so you still got your goggles on.
Yeah.
The woods start to get brighter as you're getting in closer to where this is, and
you're having to part like leaves and you know the palm fronds and everything else. And who's in the lead?
Mike is
the
me.
Is the thing? Yeah.
Yeah, you can see.
You can definitely start to see the outline of a person, and it does look like that. There's a bunch of. It seems like there's a bunch of like vines really like wrapped all around them, like they're sort of held there or whatever. It's looking kind of bad. But
I'm not looking forward to a tree baby coming out of this guy's chest.
But you can't really see the details on the person because you're looking through, because the glowing is getting kind of bright around these vines that might be wrapped around this person. But they're just saying, please, 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 can you just please quit? I can hear you. Please, please, just come here. Please help get me out of this thing.
Approach cautiously.
I got a proton pack. I can cut him free. You know.
Okay. Well, you're kind of behind, but this is getting kind of narrow in here. You're far enough away now where you can. I mean, you can either like go through the last few things and be right there, or you're still separated. You're not really sure if this person can see you.
Everyone's got one. I just have my little flashlight.
Uh huh.
Can I pick up the goggles and click that on?
Yeah.
Okay. Since I've got goggles, also I'm gonna be in the back, and I'm gonna hang back actually, because I don't know if this person is actually in danger. So I'm gonna stay out of sight.
I'm gonna PKE.
Okay.
17 and a ghost.
You're picking up like maybe a class 6. Not on what this person might be, but just in this general area. You are moving deeper into the focal point of what this might be. With the ghost eye, I'll say that you feel your pocket just start to vibrate again.
Damn it. Okay, and then I pull it out and I look. Is it a phone call?
Of course. It's a phone call, yeah.
And
is it a phone call?
Or a text. He has a question if it was a text or not. No, it's a phone call.
Okay, and I'm just like... I'll answer it. Shit. What do I want to do? Piss. God damn.
I love how you just have no idea how to use a phone. This is my favorite. It's like, my phone rings. What do I do?
No.
What do I do?
Okay. Just random.
Don't tell him. Just let him do it. I want to hear him struggle.
Like, not that I don't want to hear Briggs struggle, but I'm going to turn around to Briggs and just give him a look.
Need to make that call short.
and I just go. I answer the phone. And I go, uh-huh. Hello? And I go, hey, we're kind of in the middle of something right now. Can I call you back?
Okay, I just wanted to see if you were safe.
I am currently fine. Can I? I'll call you back as soon as we're done.
We're at the park.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Please call me soon. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay.
Damn.
I am currently
That is way too much
fine.
Like a normal call.
Currently.
I mean, I guess...
Like I said, I'm hanging back, so you guys do whatever.
I'll move forward towards the voice.
I'm just petting Tobin because I can't see shit.
Yeah, and you've turned on your flashlight. You're not looking through your goggles. As you start to get through the last final bit of the bushes here, you're hearing like, please, 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 it just hurts! And you're like, you get through. And again, because in the beam, in the circle of your light, you see what looks like a person, but there's something wrong with them because they look like they are made out of, like, roots and mud and stuff growing out of their face. And they don't have any eyes, and they're just like, please, are you there? Please just sit. Please get me out of here.
Oh,
hey.
That sounds like a slime problem.
Hey, what's your name? What's going on, man?
Please, I need your help. Just get me out of here. This hurts. You're starting to think this is not a person.
I have my doubts. I'm going to take a step back and I guess motion for pool. Slime this guy.
Yeah, I guess I will come out of...
Is Pool the only one with a slime pack?
I think so. Actually.
Presently, yes.
Boogers.
Close him down.
All right.
It's going to be basic moves. I just want to see if you get a ghost eye, basically, because you're right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He slimes wall.
Well, you open the valve, and you just start spraying it. And at first, it's like, please just help me get me out of here. And as soon as the slime starts to hit it, you see, like you hear the acid sort of burning, the smoke starts to rise, and its voice changes. And these vines are going to burst forward, and they're going to try to grab somebody. So both you guys give me a ghost eye roll. Okay, the vines are going to start to burst forth. Not like super spat, you know, fast, like you're going to have to dodge for this. But the vines are like, they're searching. It's like they're going to start looking for something to grab onto. So
we're going to combat. I definitely want to get behind this thing and just introduce them to Betsy.
Okay, so what do you want? You want to move up to the front, and when you hear them, like there's a commotion?
Well, do we want to roll for combat initiative?
If you're gonna start, if you guys are gonna start firing into this thing, then yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are now being threatened by it too.
Yeah.
Here.
What did everybody get?
I'm still rolling.
16 for me.
11.
5.
Although I get the extra die for the thing, I'm gonna continue using the slime. I feel like it helping. 26.
20 and a ghost.
Damn. Okay, well, that I will count since you got the highest. You're going to hit it, and again, sort of more burning and sizzling on the vines. The vines are going to sort of slow to a stop and creak, and some of them will start to crumble, but it looks like they're kind of normal dried out vines and twigs at this point.
Cool.
That was disturbing.
Yeah, this is a...
Yeah.
This is pretty disturbing.
I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, what is happening, like, to the entity itself?
It, as soon as you hit it with the first hit of slime, it just melted away. It was like mud. It was like mud piled together.
Oh, the
body?
Person itself.
Yeah, the body. But that was like mud. Oh, and the mudded leaves all piled together.
I thought it was still there.
So this is like a barrier of like plants and this entity like that was in our path. And now there's an open way through.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I thought it was gonna be a bit more involved.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's
go.
Press forward, I guess.
Okay. You start to hear more of the stream, because I know there is a stream that goes through Botanical Gardens, and you're going to be walking in the direction of the stream. You start to hear another voice asking if someone is there. This sounds like a female voice.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's just like, hello, is someone there?
If there's any chicks there, I want to do them.
But it seems to be a little bit off to the left from dead center from where you're going.
Who are you? What's your name?
I'm Vivian.
Vivian who?
Vivian Elson.
Isn't Vivian Zipriggs lady? Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't she in London?
Yes.
Okay.
I take my phone.
I'm coming, honey!
I take my phone. I sit there. I'm like, I call back. And I just ring. I just let it ring. And I go, just to call her real quick.
Uh-huh.
No, that's good.
That's a good idea.
Give me a... What would be the right thing? Give me...
cool?
No. It wouldn't be a cool just to ring. Let me roll... I'm gonna roll a thing on this. Okay. You hear a ringtone go off in that direction.
Nobody's picking up.
Nobody's picking up. And then I look at Mike, I look at Poole and Josh, and yeah, I'm just like, fuck.
I'm like, Briggs, is that her ringtone? Do you recognize that as her ringtone?
I imagine I recognize the ringtone.
Give me a brains.
Let's say, but if it knows that he likes Vivian, why doesn't he just... Never mind.
Oh, God damn it.
Let's shoot it. Let's kill her.
Why?
It'll save us a lot of trouble in the long run, that phone going off every time there's something going down.
15 and a ghost.
You're pretty sure. You're pretty sure that's the ringtone you've heard before.
But also, that's the voice he's heard before, so that doesn't really mean a whole lot.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, it's just, like, the phone, it's just...
It would be an odd level of detail for some type of illusion.
Okay, now here's the next part I want to test. I'm also going to send a text and go, hey... Just want to let you know I'm okay and things are good. Just want to let you know I'll call you in a few.
Okay, you can send that.
Okay.
If this is actually her, afterwards she's going to be like, what the fuck were you doing? You're just texting me when I'm tied to a tree.
I don't know, like ascertain like if it's actually you or not.
The worst use of ascertain.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Ascertain.
Well, this situation has tons of potential.
And then I'm just like,
she's going to say, Adam, is it you?
And I go, son of a bitch, and I just run.
Like, run back to the car.
So, yeah, no, I'm booking it in that direction right now.
To the voice?
Yes.
Okay, give me a run.
Guys, I'm going to die.
Roll to see if you keep your cool.
He's already told me he didn't keep his cool. He's running. So good, give me a run.
I love it. Did he drop his phone?
22.
22?
Yeah.
Roll the ghost dice. You know what?
I got a five.
Okay, then you didn't drop your phone.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was hoping to pick it up, and she's like, hello? Adam, is that you? <Uh-oh>. I'm like, hey, Vivian, are you still in London? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I love it here. No monsters here.
Not going anywhere.
22, was it?
Yeah, 22.
Yeah, you were running full speed. You're going through, and she hears, she's like, I can hear you. I'm over here. Please, I'm over here.
It's like a vent.
Honey, I can hear you. Just a little bit further.
I let her know that I'm coming, and I'm almost there.
Okay.
I don't want to, yeah.
Okay.
So, this is going to be so bad.
This is so good.
Somebody take aim in that direction. Just,
he's gone.
Like,
yeah, he is gone at this point.
Like,
follow him.
I'm like Speedy Gonzalez. I'm just like a little like smoke. like where I'm.
We need like Adam shaped cloud.
Okay, do you, Adam, do you have goggles?
I have no goggles now.
Okay, you slam into what would be
He's got a flashlight.
Yeah, okay, but I'll get to this. You slam into what would be the source of this, and you just hear it. She's like, "Oh my god, honey, thank you. Just please, you have to help me get out of here." Now, do you have your flashlight on?
Yeah, I imagine I would, because it's dark. Yeah,
okay. As soon as you slam into, because you were going pretty fast through the jungle with a 22.
Yeah.
You slam into this thing, and the arms come around you, and they're holding you. Now, do you want to try and pull to get her out, or what is your next step here?
Well, pull to get her out immediately.
Give me a muscles.
Fuck.
What did you get?
5 and a ghost.
To pull her out?
Yeah.
So you start to try to pull her out, but there's like a lot of mud on her, and there's a lot of all this other craziness going on. As you start to pull her out, she goes, "No, honey, it's okay. Just hang on a second." And she's gonna start pulling you, and you're gonna feel like warm, mushy mud just start to wrap around you.
God damn it! It was either gonna
it's like
be...
just stay calm. It's okay.
No. Oh balls! And I'm just like, guys. Help!
That's why I said somebody should have.
Guys, this is gonna go so.
Do I have Vivian's number? We've known her for like years now.
Yeah, I mean, we've known her for a while. I mean, like,
how many brownie points do you have?
18.
Okay, I'll say yeah. You have Vivian's number.
All right, cool. I'm gonna call her real quick.
Okay.
Because I'm just gonna Vivian. Hold on, let me just make sure.
Okay. Okay, you get through.
All right, cool.
She goes,
Josh.
I was like, oh hey Vivian, how you doing?
I'm a little worried, but is Adam okay?
Yeah, he's fine. I'm gonna bluff.
Adam is slowly drowning in the.
I saw that. I missed the call. I was in the bathroom, but is
I'm gonna bluff. I'll tell you what I'm gonna say after I roll.
Okay.
Because I may suck. It might be terrible.
No.
It's a good bluff.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, 6 times 5 is 32. Yeah. I was like, oh. Yeah, Vivian, sorry, I didn't mean to call you. I was kind of hoping to leave you a voicemail and let you know not to worry so much. Like, Adam's okay. He's worried that you're going to be mad at him, so I was just going to call him.
Oh, that's God. Some pretty good wingmaning, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I don't think it worked. He just went, ooh.
Okay.
How dare you?
Okay, she says,
Okay. I would worry less if he called me, but if you say
I was like,
he's
oh,
fine.
he's worried that you're upset and stuff. So I'm
oh, okay, just tell him I'm fine and just take care of him. I'm worried about him too.
No problem. Oh shit! Goodbye.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it! Why?
Goodbye.
Because even if he was fun, which he absolutely is not, I would still think that's hilarious.
Only when it was funny.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Okay, well, I'm like, you know, can we go save Briggs now? Apparently, no. He's all the help he can get.
All right, what do you guys do?
She's going to hate me.
If Nina's carving the way through, I'm assuming you guys can be right behind her. Yeah, it's not going to be that difficult. However, I will say, meanwhile, with Briggs getting just feeling the warm mud and the arms so wrapping good. All around him. So what's happening is you can feel yourself being like, it's almost like you're being laid down and you're being pulled across the ground of the swamp into a different direction, but you're feeling pretty comfortable. It's like it seems to be taking really good care of you.
And I can't fight back at all.
If you're not liking this and you're thinking this is bad, go ahead and give me some muscles.
I'm just going.
No, this is great.
No.
Man,
oh.
This is really good.
11.
Good try. But no. I'll say, Nina, you arrive on the scene and you see him on his back getting pulled away into some bushes off in the direction where you guys were trying to get to, the focal point of this.
I fire my proton pack at the pile of...
At Briggs.
No.
Guys,
to try to cut it off before, like, you know, you're not hitting him, you're hitting past him.
I just want to point out that
if
die.
You can't save his legs, don't worry about it. It's way more important.
I'll
just don't let them get the technology at the proton pack. Just put that technology in the wrong hands. Good God.
This is all about serving humanity, according to my goal. So, can I just aim really well?
Well,
You can spend brownie points to aim well.
Yes, I would like to.
Well, you can spend as many as you want. Every point you spend gives you an extra dice to roll with to succeed.
I'm going to spend 4 brownie points.
Some good foley.
21. And a ghost.
So you run up. Briggs is being pulled away. And you take really careful, as much careful aim as you can with the proton pack. So you cut into it, and it's kind of like, like it was sort of like a painful reaction for a second. It's going to stop. And this jerk motion, Briggs, give me one ghost eye roll. You manage to hang onto your phone.
Awesome.
But you stopped it. You've cut into a few of them, and it's going to sort of try again. So it's going to start. He stopped, and it's going to start pulling him again like a big sack of potatoes.
Cool. Okay, well, I call out to like
that'll
anybody.
Give you time. That'll give you some time to if someone else wants to hop in.
Nina's intervention have given us time to catch up.
Go ahead.
Good.
Okay, cool. I'm going to run up and I'm going to slime everything and hopefully Briggs doesn't crumble.
You definitely cover Briggs and the entire thing that's wrapped around him. The mud seems to dry out and cake off, and the vines that were pulling him sort of sliver away really quick. They don't want to have nothing to do with it. And he's sitting there in a pile of dried mud caked all over him with some dead twigs and
slime.
Leaves. Yeah, and wet slime.
Bet you feel silly now, don't you?
I'm going to not chase after anything in here again, guys. That was a bad idea.
Wise decision.
Okay, so now that we've put together that that wasn't Vivian, is there anything familiar about the first person that we slimed?
Give me standard brains. That person was less formed, so it was easier to know that it wasn't someone that we knew. But if you think about it really hard, the voice kind of sounded like Doug, kind of sounded like my voice.
It's funny, so did hers, now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's really strange.
You know what? Everybody sounds a lot like Doug.
What the hell's going on? Even my inner thoughts.
Doug was Sam Hain. The Who was phone.
Doug was phone.
His mom.
Ain't falling for no more tricks.
Hold on.
Do we get treats if we don't fall for the tricks?
In the game, are we like
married?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's like, you know, because this tree's looking really attractive.
Because that was a handsomer version of you.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe they're going. I mean,
does it have a brother?
No, I mean, it's clearly getting more defined and more developed, you know, as it goes along, like the definition of whoever the person is. But it's clearly like
significant
others. Yeah, yeah, it's like it's.
Next, we're gonna get to
at least the
Veronica.
Mud pile. Listen to me.
So at least. At least we can, you know, we have sort of an idea of maybe what our next encounter is going to be like.
All right, so we go forward.
Okay. Every few steps you're hearing another voice trying to call to you, but I'm assuming you're not going to go run into any of these voices anymore after what's happened.
But can we identify them, though?
Maybe one sounds like Alan. Maybe some of them sound like children, you know, but it's...
Good,
but there's, but they're
kids.
All saying the same things. Like, what they're saying really doesn't have any substance. It's really just sort of, hey, is someone there? Can you help me? Variations on that. It's really not...
Nothing new. I think we're
gotta
a little bit on the stupid side.
We got to solve this quick, or there's going to be a lot of cops caught in this stuff as it grows, because they have an obligation to run in there.
Yeah. Now, as you get to the focal point, I mean, you're getting like the super strong readings, and I said you could hear the river before, hear the stream before. You can definitely hear the stream now, and there's a definite bend in the stream, and the bend in the stream seems to meet and then turn right where this massive tree is in the center, and there's a huge canopy overhanging with like vines and everything hanging down like moss and everything. We have art to help depict somewhat, but it's a very large tree, very imposing. You can pass it if you'd like.
When I look at the tree and I go, you know what?
It's because it's not exactly a clearing, because there's a lot of stuff hanging down from the canopy of this tree. It's a very thick canopy. And it's very large, very sort of like a bowl over this entire area. There's nothing between you and this tree, except for a little bit more grass, moss.
I don't
it looks
be
a little
in
bit
here
shadowy there under the roots. Is there anything you can actually see under the roots? Because it's like
looks pretty dark. Like you're not really sure.
Can I PKE it?
The whole area. Yeah.
You're detecting unmistakable, solid class 6.
Ooh, you guys ever see Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Gonna bust us, Grandmother Willow.
Like, you guys ever see Pocahontas? That raccoon was real cute, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I almost wanted to make like a great Deku Tree reference, but you know.
I like the hummingbird myself.
Anyway, I'm gonna, I guess, look around with the goggles on.
Yeah.
What do I notice?
The center of this tree is glowing like a beacon. It looks like it even goes deep into the ground, so much so that there's enough dirt between you and whatever the bottom of this thing is that you can't even see the bottom. But it goes down. The energy spreads into the canopy, overhanging into some of the vines that are hanging. Not all, but a lot. And down into the ground, there's like maybe some roots under the ground that reach out, like these tendrils that come up behind you into the trees that are behind you. You're surrounded by the energy coming that's emanating from this tree and from the source underground that is sort of reaching out like a this is like brain synapses, like all these connecting signals here.
So
the rest of the woods.
What you're saying is if this was the Death Star, we found the core.
Pretty much is how you, yeah, that's an accurate way of looking at it.
Basically, I think we should slam this whole thing.
I think we should fry this tree.
Also, calling it now, we're gonna get attacked from all sides probably. So
yeah,
it looks like there's a hole in the tree.
A little bit, yeah. Like right where the roots would be meet.
I'm going to unbelt a grenade and roll it in there.
Okay. You could try to sort of toss it, but rolling, you wouldn't think rolling it would work on the ground with all the vines and twigs and stuff like that.
I'm going to try to sidearm it under the roots.
Okay.
Well, I guess it there's no hole in the trunk. It's under the roots.
It's kind of under the roots, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to try to sidearm it under the roots. 22.
That's pretty good. I'd say you get it definitely to the base of the tree, but it doesn't quite go into the hole.
Okay.
It comes to a stop at the base of the tree. Simon goes off. And you're far enough away where you can feel some of the mist, you know, like some of it hits you. But the rest of it coats the outside of the trunk of this tree. It coats the ground and slime all in front of it, like right where all the vines and everything are. And there's definitely like a sizzle activity, and you see it start to shrivel and shake, and the main tree itself kind of rumbles and vibrates for a second. And you're going to feel under your own feet. Everyone's going to feel under their own feet the moving of these vines, kind of like snakes underneath you. Like they're just like they're pulling out from underneath you, and they're going to start wrapping themselves around your feet, like just right over the tips of your boots and stuff. So if you guys want to try to avoid getting tagged or getting tugged, give me a just moves roll or
dodge.
Piss.
I mean, can my reaction be just firing slime at them?
Yeah, if you want. Just what did everybody get?
I got 18 and a ghost.
17.
14 and a ghost.
21.
Mine's to slime.
Blackjack.
Okay. I'll say everybody, if everyone just sort of naturally sort of picks up their feet and just keep on stepping or whatever, like you can avoid having it get a good grip on you, you can just start spraying slime and it's going to start to burn and kill some of the vines that are in your general direction. But we're gonna start a combat round because Briggs rolled a ghost die. I'll say you feel your pocket vibrate again.
Kick his phone.
Are there anything near me that can trip me up immediately right now in the vicinity, aside from the vines? I imagine Pool probably killed a lot of them.
I mean, you're surrounded by vines, but you are not being pulled down.
We're not out of the woods yet.
Oh, boy.
See, I got to answer the phone because I promised I would. Okay. I want to do the same thing again that I did ago. I go, hey, this is not the best time. I answer real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Really busy right now. I will call you back. I promise. It's just we're kind of busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh called me and you didn't, so I just wanted to check in. You're okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Now give me you don't have to give me anything. Just
I was so excited.
Just to see, because you ended that pretty quickly. So starting with Pool, so now we're on to Mike. So Mike, what do you want to do?
There's a hole at the base of this tree that Josh threw that grenade into.
Yes.
Boson dart is like proton torpedo is right in.
Okay.
18 and a ghost.
You're red leader. And it's just, you're like, here we go, boom, the boson dart, and just, you know, bang, like rings it right into the surface, yeah, but doesn't quite land. But with the ghost die, I'll say that because of that, you're going to feel vines wrapping around your legs. A lot more vines are going to start coming out, a lot more twigs. You're going to see, like, along the ground, some more are going to start drooping down from the canopy of this thing. So it's going to start, it's just going to be more difficult. It's going to get pretty thick in here on two Briggs. You hung up your phone, you look up, and this is like coming around. So you can pretty much aim anywhere except at a Ghostbuster and hit something.
All right, well, we need room to work, and I have a short-range weapon, so I'm just going to focus on keeping the vines away as best I can.
Okay, so I mean, like up in the canopy?
Shoot up.
Yeah, all right, go for it. I'll see if you can clear a path.
17.
Okay, yeah. You can start taking chunks out. So, like, it's starting to end up a canopy here.
Nice.
Vines start falling down. It's kind of like those, what would you call those creatures in Half-Life? The ones that would you could walk into.
Oh, the barnacles.
Yeah, you start shooting down some of these barnacles and long vines, just like ropes, down to the floor here. And they shrivel up, turn brown. They seem like they're normal vines.
Cool.
So it seems to be that the more you kill of these things, the more they turn into just regular natural vines.
All right, so I'm going to walk closer to the tree and try to chuck another grenade into the,
okay,
the
give
spot
me a,
underneath the roots.
Give me a moves to get within better throwing distance.
Pretty good.
Wow.
16?
You feel confident. You feel confident you can do this.
Cool.
So go ahead and give me now, on top of that, give me the moves roll to throw the grenade.
5 and a ghost.
You pull the grenade. You wind back, but a vine grabs you by the hand over here. So you're holding the hand. Now, give me a brains roll really quick, just a standard brains.
11, no ghost.
You can drop the grenade into your other hand and try and throw with your offhand.
Let's do it! All right, and I'm going to spend 3 brownie points.
Okay.
Because this is an emergency. This is like a double.
Plunk into the other hand. And you spiral it in. It goes ding, 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 and it just sort of just plops right into the just out of sight. So into the hole.
Double
after
pen.
A few moments, there is a gush of slime that comes out, not just from that hole, but sort of like under the roots of this tree as well. Like in all directions, sort of seeps out,
yeah,
like from underneath. So you're definitely coating the inside of this pretty bad, and the tree's going to shake and kind of bend a little bit, just swaying in the breeze. And it's not didn't enjoy that, but you know there's no sounds because it's just a tree.
Is the tree so the tree still vines still holding onto Josh?
For his hand, yeah.
I'm going to try to shoot him free from that.
You fire off, big sweep in motion, cuts that vine. And it just dropped on him again like it's like a loose rope.
And I go, snake! And I
fly. All right, I guess I'll move closer to try and slime the actual tree itself.
Okay. The slime shoots out, covers the tree, drips into some of the cracks on the roots and stuff like that. You see it's shaking. Again, this is working. You're feeling confident about this. This feels like it's working.
Okay. Take the proton stream and just kind of cut a swath in front of me to see if I can get any of them to come loose.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, do that. 21 and a ghost.
So you shoot into the ground and you do like a semicircle around you and you can cut like because you're standing on just pure vines at this point. So you cut into it pretty good and some of them start to die around you. But the ghost die is going to be there's a really fat one that's on, like, on. I'll just say it's on your right leg. You're gonna feel yourself upended, and you're gonna be upside down, like you stepped into one of those traps.
Fuck!
It's gonna start pulling you up, and it's slowly. It's gonna start pulling you up into the canopy, so it
like
sweeps you off your feet. Yeah, like a barnacle.
Oh, Jesus.
It's gonna start pulling you up, and you're upside down.
Like I just stepped into a rope trap.
Yeah, your head is swinging like a few inches off the ground, and you're gonna find yourself starting to go up and up and up.
Does Poole notice that?
Everybody would notice that they look in his directions, but it's
especially when they hear him scream, "Fuck!"
Yeah, I am definitely yelling all the way up.
Okay, I take my proton pack out. Do I have a shot to get mine down? And if I got him down, is he so high up that he'd be injured?
He's not so high up he'd be injured, and you feel like you could, if you, as long as you're cutting high enough above
right.
him, you have a decent shot. You're not cutting it by his foot; you're cutting it up towards the tree line.
Okay, I would say, "Hey, Walt, grab your socks." 7, 10.
I'll say you get a good hit, but this one's kind of fat because it can hold up his weight. So a good hit. It will count for something,
okay.
But it's not going to cut him free.
All right. Hang on. let me recalibrate.
It just cuts, and you can see it go past your feet, and you're still being pulled up. So it's like
I'm going to do the same thing as Josh. And
okay.
Try to aim at it as well. Now it's been weakened a little bit.
You can see it snag. It snaps. It's going to fall to the ground. It's not that high. I'll say give me 1 brownie point, and there'll be no damage.
Okay. Just hit the ground with a loud thud and an oof.
And to not have damage.
Well, I guess I got to stand up. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw another boson dart at the tree.
Okay.
21.
You definitely can feel the ground shake underneath your feet, like on the surface. Everyone can feel the vines are starting to pull in. Like they're trying to get away now. What happens next is a humanoid shape.
I knew it!
Drops from the canopy and lands fairly close to the tree and is going to start sprinting for the Ghostbusters. Made of roots and mud, similar to what you guys have already seen, but it doesn't really look human in shape so much as it's fairly angular demon. It's not a demon, but it definitely has like
a lanky.
Yeah, lanky.
Like a shorter version of Groot.
Groot meets Dormammu.
Ooh. Okay.
Jeez.
Am I in range?
Yes.
Okay, I want to just plug it with the dark matter.
Go for it. Damn, okay. No, that's a really good hit. In fact, it like howls in pain and stops in its tracks and like clutches the wounds that you poked holes through it. So because again, it's made of like mud and yeah. vines and all sort of gross stuff.
I'm going to go for the headshot with my pistol.
On the creature? Or yes, the vine creature?
The creature.
20, I'd say you probably hit the body, not the head. But it's a solid hit.
I guess I'll shoot at the vine creature. 7 and a ghost.
Your hands explode. You try to cut it across like the midsection. It burns it, and it knocks it down. It doesn't seem to be as much damage as before, so much as it was like hurting before. Like just like it was kind of caught off guard with all of this, and this just sort of knocked it to the ground. The ghost eye is it's going to grab onto some of the roots and vines that are getting pulled into the tree, and it's going to get pulled out of the way. So it's going to be pulled towards the tree, towards the opening hole where this is.
That's kind of the equivalent of like grabbing the rope, cutting the chandelier to go up to the next
yeah,
floor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like hits the ground. He's like, well, here's my escape route.
Yeah. He is chickening out, and he is going to climb up onto the tree, climb up into the canopy, and he is gone. He's out.
All right. I guess with everything kind of...
Better run.
I guess with... Like,
and it just screeches as it leaps into the... Leaps and climbs up into the canopy, and he's gone into the night.
I'm guessing what I'm going to do is the hole's larger. I'm going to throw just a slime grenade into it. It should be pretty easy. I imagine I could just walk
hole's
up
hole's pretty
to
big
it.
Now. Yeah, go for, I just, go for it.
Can I just walk up to it and just kind of...
You feel confident because the hole's pretty big.
Yeah. I want to hug the tree.
That's a good roll, though.
21 and a ghost.
Okay. You chuck the grenade in, lands straight into the hole. This last bit of slime just comes out. The tree is going to crack down the middle and split the field open like a banana. Twigs and branches and everything fall down. After everyone makes it through, what was the canopy is now, like, on the ground. It's all around you. The center trunk area where it was, like, split open and has sort of peeled away, you can see with your own naked eyes... There is something glowing, small, sort of in the center of the trunk.
Sweet.
It looks like glowing amber. So it looks kind of like a rock, but very smooth, kind of like maybe like melted glass. And it's about it would fit in the palm of your hand.
Well, we should probably pick a first.
Baller.
16, 28.
Okay, you detected class 6, but okay. It's dropping fast. It's going 5, 4. 3.
Everybody no. run! No.
Just in terms of how powerful it is, the class level. And as the class level is shrinking on this and the PKE is leaving it, this object becomes a little bit more frosted and it's like it's harder to see through. Like at first it was sort of glowing very brightly green, but it's the color starting to fade, the light is starting to fade, and it gets very cloudy, very murky, and then suddenly it just the glowing is gone and you're left with the object, which I can, if you want to pick it up, I can hand it to you.
Yeah, I need it. Well, it's like a crystal. Not a clear crystal. It's a stone. It's like a natural.
The minerals, Marie.
Gem.
Jesus.
It's like a natural gemstone. It almost has a like a little bit of a jade green color. Oh, that's really nice.
Josh, give me a brains roll.
Okay. 18.
Now, assuming she hands it to you and you take a look at it, and with her PKE, it never goes to zero. This might be solidified ectoplasm.
Ew.
Like solidified, like it could be solidified ectoplasm or like a solid form of slime that you really haven't seen. Now, you did see something weird in season 2 when you were at Bathory's Castle. What looked like snow was actually just like really flaky slime. This seems to be a really solid form of that.
Mm. Yeah, this does not feel like a stone.
I mean, if you look around, you're not detecting anything else. If anyone wants to do ecto goggles or another sweep, let me know. Otherwise, it's getting quiet.
How's Tobin, can I have a look Tobin at it with up? The goggles?
Tobin didn't... Yeah, if you want to look at the goggles, but I'll say Tobin was terrified this entire time. He didn't do much of anything. He just sort of was like scared and looking around and hiding behind everybody. It's fairly uncharacteristic for Tobin to be like this. You're not detecting any other disturbances in the surrounding woods, but I will say that you're detecting something... In the distance, shrinking, in which you would imagine being that vine creature, so that sounds like that guy got away.
He's already out of range for us to run after.
Yeah, you
him.
Couldn't
he's
even see him. It. You couldn't okay. see him with your naked eyes anyway. It's like he's going through the trees, like through the canopy, just whoop, whoop, whoop.
He'll think twice before growing more plants.
So I'm sorry. The actual force itself is kind of it's not shrinking back. It just stopped growing.
It just seems to have stopped. Yeah.
Oh,
it's not growing.
Yeah, it's not going to get any worse, but...
still.
It's like when you save people from a flood.
Yeah.
If you start making your way back, you can get back to the truck and get back to the Ecto-1. You make your way out. Do you want to just head back to the firehouse? The police seem to be taking care of this now. I mean, granted, the woods are still, like, overgrown in that area, but they're not growing anymore.
All right. Do we want to go back with this and...
Yeah,
we should run some tests
and see if Mr. Book is familiar with the idea of that.
Okay, let's do that.
Now, when you finally do make it back to the firehouse, now, do you want to finally update the Ghostbusters on everything else, and you can pass around the information so that they can take a look?
Yeah, I'll show them all the material.
So, in your own words, tell them what they're dealing with, and if you want help from Mr. Book, just let me know.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, this image we have here is a woodcutting of Niemas, and. It pretty much looks exactly, we all agree, that looks exactly like what we saw in the woods there.
Yes.
Well, he has 7 servants called Druden. He's here for one night, probably trying to end the world. And if we don't defeat him and his 7 Druden, Lord knows what's going to happen. he's the evil, ancient god of darkness that predates the Druids by thousands of years.
So older than Christianity.
So
yeah.
So did it give any
Christianity is 2,000 years old.
Yeah. Did it give any description of what the Druden are?
The Druden, yes, they typically are viewed as large creatures. Always large, always scary.
That wouldn't be that thing that we just
I think it's very likely that we saw one of the Druden.
Oh great.
So Mr. Book's like, you think you saw a Druden?
Yeah, basically it has to be a representation of something living is the general idea that we're getting. And this one was made of plants.
Uh-huh.
And controlled the growth of a forest, which we still have yet to deal with. We've got to deal with cutting that back maybe tomorrow.
Did you get it?
No, we didn't get it. We did get a piece of solidified ectoplasm that he left in his wake.
Okay.
Probably when he shit his pants.
Wow, that's fascinating. Okay.
Betsy had some words.
Why is it fascinating to you?
I'm interested in anything with having to do with ghosts. Why would this thing leave behind a solid piece of ectoplasm if you let it, like, if it got away?
He was in a big hurry.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not getting anything from this piece of ectoplasm that suggests anything malevolent.
Hmm.
You want to touch it?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine here.
Do we want to call New York?
Yeah. We'll update them on the things.
Sure. Dr. Stance answers, and he says,
"Gentlemen, yeah, you have some updates?"
Yeah, and I tell him the same thing that I told the guys.
Mm-hmm. He says,
"Wow, okay. Hadn't quite heard of anything like that before. That's really scary. Is there anything we can do up here to help?"
Not sure. Have you had any experience with solid ectoplasm?
We had theorized that was possible, but I think we've been able to recreate it in the lab, but we've never bumped into it out in the field.
Any idea what that would mean?
Other than that, it might be from something really powerful, like... Perhaps if it was a spirit or entity that was of an incredibly high concentration but was destroyed but not trapped, it might boil down into something like this.
Interesting. And would that give us any... Is it connected in any way to that entity once it's been separated? Like, would it work as like a lure or some kind of bait? Or some kind of canary that if something he's doing something, we'll be able to tell via this ectoplasm?
Like, it would have the same... psychokinetic, like, energy signature, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
That's not a bad idea. What I was going to suggest is this is more of the charred remains of a human equivalent. So when you burn a body, what you get is ash. When you destroy an ectoplasmic being, if it's of a substantially high energy, well, the energy has to go somewhere. If you could take all that ectoplasmic energy and condense it down into a solid form, that would be my guess.
So what are we talking about, the amount of energy here? Is it like, you said you created it into a lab. Is this like the same energy density as like the equivalence of plutonium?
That I would not know. I mean, when we were able to recreate it in a lab, and we did it with, you know, really small sizes, and it was more of like letting it age but not dissolve naturally. We would try to keep it going. We would try to compress it under, air pressure, water pressure, that sort of thing. And we were able to make like little cubes and discs and, you know, things like that, but they were basically useless. I mean, once you solidify it, in our experience, we'd take like a psychomagnetic slime that was positively charged, and once we were able to solidify it, it wouldn't give off any other mood or PKE, and it wouldn't react to anything either. It would just become basically like a rose quartz crystal after that.
Okay.
Easily breakable in our case, though. But for one to naturally be occurring, I wouldn't know what it would do. I wouldn't know exactly why it would be left behind, but my guess would be is if the creature or entity was destroyed and not trapped, that would be my guess.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Stance.
You're welcome. Call me back anytime.
Okay.
I'll have to call Vivian.
Okay.
Back.
All right. Because, yeah, you said you would.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She goes, hi, honey. Are you okay?
So, explain that I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Everything, thing is, we just had a bust we went to, took care of it. And, you know, that apologize for not answering before. And that's it. So I don't get drag myself into a, you know.
She says, okay, it's just that, you know, you promised you'd keep in touch, and I didn't hear from you for like another hour or so, and you said things were, like, pretty bad, but you were going to try to take care of it, and I just want to be safe. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just, you know, I don't mean to bother you, and I know you're really busy trying to help people. Just, could you just try to call me, like, just, even if it's just a text, just, like, once an hour, just so I know, because if I go too long without hearing from you, I just start to assume the worst, because you know how I feel about your job.
I will try my absolute best, but if you don't hear from me, if it's been, like, a couple minutes, don't worry too much, and if I don't answer... Just know that I may be busy.
Okay, be safe, honey. I love you.
Yep, I say I love you too. And I'm getting better at this slowly.
I approach you guys and I say, okay, I've gotten some interesting calls. This might be in the realm of what you guys are talking about with something bigger here. I don't have much details to go off of other than there are some big disturbances happening at Animal Kingdom. And there's nothing else also happening over at Wakiva Springs.
I've never been to Animal Kingdom. This would be fun.
They both sound like there's multiple people involved. Some of them might be in danger. I don't know the deals yet. It was very panicky calls and a lot of mixed details on what's happening. But I'm getting multiple calls regarding Animal Kingdom and multiple calls regarding Wakiva Springs.
Any preview on what that would be?
With Animal Kingdom, they're shutting down the park because there's something loose in the safari area of the park. In Wakiva Springs, there's something in the water.
Okay, if it's for real, just a live gorilla, I'm not going anywhere near.
These cases sound similar, and like this is why like I'm bringing it up. It sounds a little similar to what you guys had to deal with the woods out here, where there may have been people missing.
We may need to split up.
We may need to flip a coin. First come, first serve. Who called first?
I'd say probably Wakiva Springs got the first call, but I mean it's been all within the same time span that you guys have left. So.
Right. I was just thinking, if you work in an emergency room where everything's an emergency, you just, whatever comes through the door, right then.
Wakiva Springs it is.
Let's do it.
Let's roll.
Okay, we'll leave it there for tonight.
Thanks for listening to Ghostbusters Resurrection. If you found our services satisfactory, please consider telling a friend, or you can rate and review us on iTunes.
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other Nerdy Show programs alive. If you value our world-class ghost removal services, please consider supporting the Nerdy Show Network on Patreon.
Even $1 will get you access to exclusive bonus GBR content like early episode releases, outtakes, and behind-the-scenes discussions. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow.
If you'd like to run your own Ghostbusters role-playing game, franchising opportunities are available now. Head over to gbrpg.com for more information.
We're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes.
For further inquiries, you can reach out to the Central Florida Ghostbusters on Twitter at GBResurrection, as well as Facebook and Tumblr.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, you can leave us a voicemail at 321-209-2020.
We're ready to believe you.
I got ghosts and shit! I got ghosts and shit! Help! Help, Ghostbusters, help!
Yeah, I think I have the wrong number. This is really hard to track down, but I'm trying to hire the Goo Man Group. You guys have some really great word of mouth. Yeah, just trying to hire you for a gig. Thanks.